Proclamation number 8088, dated the January 27th, 1962. Knowledge of the eternal plan of salvation. You are instructed by me in everything you need to know in order to benefit your soul's salvation. And this includes the fact that those of you who shall teach, who shall proclaim my gospel, whom I sent into the world as my end-time disciples, will also be initiated into my eternal plan of salvation. For you should know all correlations so that you can confidently pass on the knowledge you receive from me. This is why the Spirit imparts extensive knowledge to you. In other words, I instruct you myself so that you will know the truth. I have always mentioned the fact that the end is imminent and explained to you the fact that and the reason why a period of salvation will end and a new one will start again. I have outlined to you my plan of salvation and also given you the reason for your human existence. I have given you the explanation about your origin and your goal and also provided you with the correct image of me myself, of my nature, in order to encourage you to seek contact with me directly and to strive towards your perfection. I also clarify the fact that your fundamental nature was different than it is now, but that you should attain the original state again, which is the purpose and goal of your life on earth. Hence, it is my constant endeavor to inform all of you about my plan of salvation, yet only a few are able and willing to accept the information. However, those who are serious about their perfection shall be truthfully instructed, and this is only possible through the working of the Spirit, so that your indwelling spiritual spark will make contact with the Eternal Father Spirit, so that the human being can be taught from within about everything he needs to know in order to become blissfully happy again, as he was in the beginning. But this conveyance of knowledge cannot be forced upon a human being. A person's free will must decide what he wants to accept or reject, for only on condition of free will is it possible to attain perfection on earth. My servants on earth can therefore only provide their fellow human beings with this knowledge, my pure gospel. They can only ever make sure that people will receive the information about the eternal God and Creator's unusual working, who wants to bestow upon humanity the knowledge which will help them attain beatitude. This is what the vineyard labor consists of, for which people place themselves at my disposal because they want to be of service to me as faithful servants during the last days. Distributing the gospel is so important during the last time before the end that I will bless every person who makes himself available to me for this, because people should know what will happen to them. They should be made aware of the fact that a period of salvation will come to an end and that they should do their utmost in order to fulfill their task on earth. Nevertheless, only those who desire the truth will accept it, for they are able to recognize the truth when it is brought to them. People's free will decides their future fate, so if people are truthfully informed, it will be possible for their will to make the right decision, for the truth is strength. After all, it comes forth from me and cannot be ineffective. But it does not compel their acceptance. Instead, it will merely impress upon a person if he is of good will. And I want to lead you to him and, time and again, open doors for you through which you can enter and proclaim my gospel. Time is running out and people urgently require the truth, a light in which they can recognize the path which leads to higher spheres. Therefore they shall receive such light from above, because darkness prevails on earth and the light from above must penetrate if the darkness is to be dispelled and enable people to still step into the light of day before the end. This is why I still take such obvious care of people, and, if they don't openly oppose me, they will so soon feel the soothing effect of the light of truth and desire it, in which case they need not fear a near end either, for they will take the path of ascent into the light, that is, the truth will lead them back to me, from whom they once originated. Amen.